You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Bishim, Israel 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisetze. And in our Parsha, there's a mention of what happened to Miriam. The Torah enjoins us, requests of us, Zohar, remember, that which Hashem did to Miriam, Miriam HaNeviah, the great leader of the Jewish people, one of the greatest prophetesses of all times, Miriam HaNeviah. What happened to her was, we've spoken about this previously, but she saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result of his nevuah, as a result of his prophecy and his engagement in speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had separated from his wife. And Miriam said to her brother Aaron, are we not the same? Are we not Nevi'im as well? Why has Moshe done this? And as a result of that, she had leprosy, she had tzaras, and Moshe Rabbeinu prayed on her behalf, and the Jewish people waited for 7 days in order, before they started to move again on their journey in the wilderness. And we are supposed to remember this story. And it's not to speak negatively of the great prophetess, but it's for us to learn from the great effects, the negative effects of speaking negatively of others. And as we'll see, that wasn't her intent. Her intent was not to speak negatively, her intent was constructive. But nevertheless, there's a great lesson to learn from it. Let's see what the Medrash says. And I'd like to actually focus in on the second part of the Medrash, which is not so much about Lashon Hara. Amar Biyasi. Ein Adam Omer Lashon Hara Ad Shekafer BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biyasi tells us a general principle, and that is that, and we spoke about this in our Bitachon podcast this week, that a person, in order to speak Lashon Hara, to speak negatively of another person. We talked about Sina, we talked about Chemda, desire and hatred. Lashon Hara is where I express negativity about another person. Why do I have that? Says the Medrash, I could only have that if I deny Hashem. If I deny the fact that Hashem is intimately involved in my life, giving me everything that I have, and everything that that person has is exactly what they're meant to have, Shenemar. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher Amar Lo Shineinu Nagbir Sfaseinu Itanu Mi Adai Lanu. Why do people speak negatively of others? And they want to take it away from somebody else. They want to ruin someone else's reputation. But they take their own personal power, right? Every person has the ability, the power to speak negatively of somebody else, heaven forbid, and cause them damage. And on the other side of the coin, of course, I have the power to lift somebody up with my speech. I have the power to lift somebody up with positivity. And I have a choice. But as the pasuk says in Tehillim, they give power to their tongues. They give that negative power to their tongues and speak negatively. And they say, Mi Adai Lanu, they say, who is the master over us? Over us? They take their destiny into their own hands. I'm going to use my power to try to knock somebody else down. Because heaven forbid the person believes or doesn't properly recognize that Hashem is the one who provides each person with what they have. Rabbi Shimon says we can learn a lot from the story of Miriam. Miriam did not intend to speak Lashon Hara. She spoke because she was concerned about her brother's obligation of procreating, of being with his wife. But nevertheless, even though she intended it for a positive purpose, it was constructive, but nevertheless, what happened to her happened to her. Jewish people had to wait for her for a week. She got tzaras. We all know the story. So, if that's what happens to a person who didn't mean it in a negative way, those who are wicked, who do intend to cause damage to somebody else, their intent is to cut off the lives of their friends, or the livelihood of their friends, Lachas kama v'chama sheyakadach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shoinim. So certainly Hashem will chop off their tongues, which doesn't mean to say literally that their tongues will get chopped off. It means that they will receive, you know, if we have a negative outlook on life, if we see negativity in the world, if we try to wield our power, so in a certain way, like begets like. That which we do, that which we say, creates the very thing that we are fearful of. It attracts that energy towards us. If we're negative, we believe that we have to grab things in life, we will have to grab things in life. If we believe that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, if I don't take care of myself, no one's going to take care of me, that's what the person receives. We create our own reality, and it has to do with the way that we manifest ourselves in this world. And speech is a very big part of that. It's important to understand that. When I start talking about something, it becomes real. When I speak negatively of somebody else, that negativity becomes real. And so the person's tongue, the person's own tongue, the wicked person's own tongue will be cut off, means to say that the person gets back what he puts out into the world. Shenemar Yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakai. The pasuk says over there in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis, in speaking about those individuals who speak negatively of others, the Hashem will cut off the lips that are so smooth. They speak smoothly. On the surface, they look like they're your friend. But behind your back, who knows what they're saying, what they're doing. So Hashem, you don't need to worry about it. Hashem will take care of those people. And it's not that God is vengeful. It's that, as we said, we create our own realities based on how we perceive the reality. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'ino Hazeh, Al Yidei Sh'ayu Beinechem, Ba'al Yiloshen Hara, Silakti Ashkinasim Beinechem. And we just came out of the 3 weeks, not long ago, a few weeks ago. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for what reason? It was because of Sinas Chinam. It was through baseless hatred. And baseless hatred, well, that person has a lot, and I don't have so much. It's not baseless. I hate him because he's rich. Right? So that's baseless hatred, because baseless means it has no true reality. It has no true reality. Everything, as we said, everything that a person has is exactly what he's meant to have. Everything that I have is exactly what I am meant to have. Yesh din, yesh dayan. There is a judge. His name is God. God decides exactly what everyone is supposed to have. So when people hate each other, they speak negatively of each other, it causes the divine presence to leave. And understand, what is the concept of the divine presence? And we're going to get into this a lot. That's going to be the main focus we're going to speak about. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, it's a force of positivity in the world. There are different forces in the world. There's a force of positivity. Call it the Shekhinah, the divine presence. And there's a force of negativity. It's the opposite of that. It's that which banishes the divine presence. And that force of negativity is, we could say, where the Shekhinah is not. And all manners of negativity result. A Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. A temple is destroyed. What's the temple? The Beis HaMikdash is the location where the Shekhinah resides. Where Hashem's divine presence is. What is Shekhinah? Shekhinah, we'll see more again. Shekhinah is that loving force, that connecting force. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they had the Shekhinah, the divine presence was there. When they had that divine presence, the Midrash says, there could be a box that was closed next to them and they knew what was inside of the box. The Shekhinah is it's something that makes the things that are normally hidden to be revealed. The connection between people is revealed. Where there's Shekhinah, Ayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Where Klal Yisrael is about to receive the Torah, which is the manifestation of Shekhinah. So, they all encamp there together, and they're all connected to each other. They're as one person. Kishachad Lev Echad. It's one person with one heart. The Shekhinah comes when we are united. The Shekhinah leaves and recedes when we are lacking that connection to each other. When we are not in touch with the truth, that we're all one united being. Klal Yisrael is one united being. So when there's Lashon Hara, there's a separation between people, and the result is Silakti Shchinasi Mibeinechem. Hashem removes His divine presence from amongst us. Shenema Ruma Hashemayim Elokim. Pasuk says in Tehillim, the divine presence went up to the heavens. Hashem removes His Shechina. Aval Asa Lavoi, the Medrash finishes up. This is the last piece of Medrash in our Parsha. We're going to dive deeply into this. In the future, Hashem says, I'm going to remove the Shani Oiker Yetzahara Mibeinechem. In the future, I'm going to remove the Yetzahara from you. What is the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, the ego? It's that which separates us from each other. That's that which separates me from you. It's that which says, I don't want to share with you. I don't want to connect to you. I don't want to share your troubles. I don't want to be nice to all im chaveri of my own troubles. The Yetzirah is that which separates us, and that which causes us to say Lashon Hara, to speak negatively of others. But Hashem says, I'm going to remove this from you. And my friends, this is the topic that I want to center on, because I know it's going to happen soon. Mashiach is very close. And this is what happens at the end of the Mashiach Ben Yosef process. We've spoken about this. It's a Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Nun Beis. Hashem removes the Yetzirah. Hashem removes our evil inclination from us. How does that happen? What does that look like? So I'd like to explore a little bit. Shenamar, where do we see that this is true? How does the Gemara know that this is what's going to happen? It's the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Ezekiel the prophet, chapter 36, verse 26. Vasi roisi asleva oven, ha'even mi besarchem. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. Okay, so Hashem is going to remove our Yetzirah. I'd like to read to you the whole Pasuk, and then we'll also see the Mefarshim there. Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk that we quote in our Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom Kippur, Zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim utahartem. I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, and you'll become purified. Mikol tumasechem, mikol gululeichem, atahareschem. From all of your impurities, all of your idolatries, I will purify you. Nasati lachem leiv chadosh. Hashem says, I will give to you a brand new heart. And a brand new spirit I will place inside of you. Understand, this is the Ruach HaKadosh. It's the spirit of purity. Wind of purity. The Holy Spirit. This is Shechina. This is what the divine presence looks like. What does it mean, Shechina? We've all touched this, by the way. In moments of connection and love, in moments of expansion where our heart expands, we've touched this. Hashem says, I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to remove from you the heart of stone, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. In the next passage, he says, Ruchi atein bekirbechem. I will place my spirit into you. I will cause you to keep my statutes, to follow my laws. You will keep them and you will do them. You're going to be my nation, I'm going to be your God. You're going to sit and you're going to live in the land of Israel. This is going on right now, folks. But what I'd like to point out before we get to the Mefarshim on this Pasuk is that you see that there's a concept of Shechina. You see that there's a concept of divine presence, a concept of Ruach HaKadosh, of this holy wind that changes us, takes away the hatred, the natural separations between us. Then the Medrash says, Ani machzir Shechinasi b'neichem. As a result of the Yetzer being removed, I'm going to put my divine presence, I'm going to bring it back to you. Pasuk says in Yoel, chapter 3, which we'll also see inside. Afterwards, This is when we get back to Eretz Yisrael and Hashem overflows upon us His incredible bounty. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All of us will receive Nevuah. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your elders will have dreams, meaning real dreams. The kids are going to have these visions, and even the slaves, even the lower class people, I will pour out my spirit upon them as well. I will place signs in the heavens and the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Pillars of smoke. Okay, it says there's going to be, the sun will turn dark, the moon will turn to blood. So, we're going to go through a challenging time, the pasuk says, but the result of that will be that in the end, there will be a whole new world, will be completely different people, will be people who have Hashem's divine presence upon us, who are, know what's going to happen in the future, see the connection between all people, see our connection to all of reality, live in a space of love. Umitech says the Medrash finishing off, Umitech she'ani mashu shechinas yaleichem, once I place my divine presence upon you, kulchem zeichem latayra v'yoshem mishalem, all of you will merit to learn Torah, and you'll sit in peace. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Isaiah, Yishaya perk nundal, the pasuk Yudgimel, chol benayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom benoyich. We're headed towards an age of awesome peace and an age of knowledge of Hashem. Pasuk says, U'mol ha'aretz deyas Hashem. The world will be filled with intimate knowledge of God, intimate connection. Not just knowing about Hashem intellectually, not just talking about it, but feeling it in our hearts, in our guts, this connection. And it comes through the Torah. The Medrash finishes off. And there's incredible peace that comes about because of it. We won't need soldiers. The soldiers are the ones who are learning Torah, protecting us from the need for any kind of battle. That's the Medrash. And I'd like to share with you what it says in the Psukim, because I'm always interested. This is a classic Gemara, which I'm sure I've mentioned numerous times, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, which talks about this idea of the removal of the Yetzer Hara, removal of the evil inclination. The ego is slaughtered in front of the righteous, in front of the wicked. Everyone sees it. Righteous see it as a great mountain. They're crying, how are we able to overcome this great mountain? The wicked see it as a little hair. How come we weren't able to overcome this little hair? But I want to explore a little bit. What is it that happens? Like, how does the Yetzer Hara get removed? How does the ego disappear? So I think one factor of it is this intensity. The intensity, the birth of this new time, the Messianic age, the Yemes HaMashiach. There's an intense darkness first. We've tasted it already. It happened during World War I and II. And it could happen again. Certainly seems like we're headed into that. We tasted it here in Eretz Yisrael with Iran shooting at us. But what happens after that is what's most interesting to me, and that is the removal of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, and Hashem's Shekhinah coming in. So what does that look like? Let's see. I'd like to share with you what it says in the Malbim, on these Psukim. So Hashem's going to purify us, and He's going to remove our impurities, and He's going to v'nasati lechem lev chadosh. He's going to give us a new heart. We know our hearts can be hearts of stone sometimes. It's hard for us to relate to others sometimes. We can judge others. We can be unable to share with others. Sha'ad ata hayu asibas elachet leva ruach. Okay, not going to read that part. I want to read the next part. Etin lachem lev chadosh. I'm going to give you a new heart. She'yenayte rak alatayv. This heart is going to lean only towards the good. It's going to be natural that our heart is only going to have pretty pictures inside of it. Previously, it was very hard for us to receive rebuke, to be said, oh, you did something wrong. It's hard for us to hear that we're wrong. It's hard for us to admit that we're wrong. It's not going to be that way anymore. Just like a stone, which is hard to etch anything into it. So Hashem is going to take away the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. That easily receive pictures. We'll be able to envision ourselves as different. We'll be able to have a vision of ourselves that's better. That involves of revering Hashem and loving Hashem. Hashem is going to give His Spirit into us. It's Ruach HaKadosh, al yidei hanisim v'nefloish sha'atmen b'neichem, that via the miracles and wonders that Hashem does, and let's be clear, why do we need miracles and wonders? We need them because we're facing off with an impossible enemy who's determined to destroy us even if they themselves will be destroyed. How do you overcome such an enemy? How do you overcome somebody who wants to annihilate you? That's where you need Nisim v'Neflois. Hashem will reveal Himself openly. We've already seen that. We've seen incredible miracles. Even the leaders of Israel admitted that they had incredible Siyata Deshmaya, divine assistance. Because of this divine inspiration that we'll have, removal of the Yetzirah, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Shechina, and the presence of Hashem, so we'll have a different nature, and we'll be more inclined to holiness and purity. And we won't do anything wrong anymore. We will all want to, naturally, serve Hashem, keep His commandments, fulfill His will, connect to each other, love each other. V'ahavta ra'echa kamo'echa. We'll be a no-brainer. It will be a no-brainer. I'd like to also read to you from what the Malbim says here in Yoel, where it says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your children will prophesy. The Malbim says that there's going to be a time when we know Hashem with absolute clarity, a clear knowledge, intimate knowledge. Today, it's hard to tell, is Hashem with me or not? It's hard to tell, is He acting in my life or not? I gotta look, I will find it. It's there. But it's not something that it's something I gotta think about. I can know it intellectually. It's very hard to feel it intuitively. Okay, so it's going to be this amazing time. It's going to be this amazing time. Ruach Hashem kolel kol amailas hanafshiyos. What does it mean? What is this concept of the Spirit of Hashem, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Wind? So it includes all of the positive attributes, all of the positive emotional attributes. If you can think of someone who's loving and kind, someone who, when you meet them, you just feel lit up. You wish you could interact with them more. We're all going to be like that. Because of Enocha Lav Ruach Hashem, Pasuk says in regards to Mashiach, maybe it's in regards to King Chizki, I'm not sure, that the Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. I think it's Mashiach. Ruach Chachma Ubina. A spirit of wisdom and intuition. Ruach Eitza Ugvura. He'll have a spirit of good advice and power. Ruach Dasa Yiras Hashem. a spirit of intuitive knowing, intimate knowing and reverence of Hashem. Shekol shefa ruchnis shetachol ala adam es Hashem. Because any time when we want to talk about an influx of spirituality that comes upon a human being from Hashem, ben al koach haguf begvura, it might be physical strength, ben al koach medama beitza, or it might be intellectual strength. I can give good advice. I intuitively know the right answer for somebody. Asher amitius, I have an accurate picture of things. Ben al koach besechel chachma ubina ben hasheva nevuyis. Then we're talking about prophetic vision. That's going to be above nature, above intellect. It's called in the Torah, Ruach Hashem, a spirit of Hashem, a wind of Hashem. There's going to be a powerful influx pouring out on mankind. Like someone who's pouring water. That when you pour out a ton of water, you ever see a fire hydrant that got pried open and the water is spraying everywhere? That's what it's going to be like. Everything is covered equally. But there are different levels of receiving. We do have to prepare ourselves to be able to receive this nevuah. Everyone's going to get it. But how much can I catch? Depends on how much I prepare my kli, my vessel. V'nuvu b'neichem v'neseichem, ki yesholish madregis. So there are three levels of nevuah. Nevuah gemura, there's complete prophecy. That's number one. Number two, a chazon shu lamata min nevuah. There's something called a chazon, which is a vision, which is on a lower level of than a nevuah, than prophecy. Because the person, his imagination is affected by the power of Hashem's influx. The third is achalaim hatzaydik shulamata min hashefa. The third is a true dream. Did you ever have a dream that came true? So that dream is also a level of nevuah, but it's a lower level. It has dross that's mixed into it. Okay, he talks about that. If you think about it, what do we need a Mashiach for? Everyone's going to have nevuah, right? Everyone's going to, but there's going to be different levels within it, and we're going to need to learn how to receive that shefa of Hashem. It's part of, Mashiach's not going to be a boring time. It's because we won't have a Yetzirah to do wrong. It's going to be just soaring levels of spirituality, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connection to each other. And Mashiach will guide us in learning how to create the vessels that we need in order to receive the incredible influx that Hashem wants to give us. So, and depending on the level, depending on a person's level, so he goes through that. But the bottom line of what I wanted to bring out from this, and what I want to learn from this, and what I want to take from this personally, is that this is something that I think that each one of us may have touched in our lives. A connection. Sometimes we knew something intuitively that was right, that was true. Sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we've had Ruach HaKodesh. Reb Chaim Vital, I've mentioned this before, it says that anybody can have Ruach HaKodesh. When we get out of ourselves, when we get out of our egos, we have the opportunity, we have the ability to do that. And Elul is the time to work on that. Last week we spoke about forgiveness of others. And today I want to encourage us all to think about the areas where we separate ourselves from others, where we have difficulty sharing, giving a shekel to tzedakah, difficulty being mevater, giving up something that we want for somebody else. The Bein Adam L'Chaver stuff is the classic place where my ego crops up and that I need to work on gently, lovingly. I want to bless you, ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should work on this. We should be able to touch that removal of Yetzara. Hashem should help us to touch Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.